Lesson 13, A Community of Equals. James's call in today's lesson is to fulfill the royal law by loving one's neighbor as you would love yourself. Let's read about a long-standing church member and her response to being told that the church is a community of equals. Let's meet Sister S. Nudie, whose family has been members of the church since inception. During the 175th church anniversary, Sister Nudie insisted during a phone call with the new pastor that he show a video that Sister Nudie's family showed at their family reunion last November. The video was nearly 2 hours long. The pastor told her they had to make room in the 30-minute presentation for other members, including the new members who are also making contributions to the history of the church. Sister Nudie asked who in the church gave as much as her family does. Sister Nudie was talking about the influx of new members that had begun to join the church before the pandemic as a result of their church's community service projects. Sister Nudie did not think those new members deserved to be recognized as much as her family. The pastor was shocked by Sister Nudie's comments. He asked to meet with Sister Nudie virtually. The pastor explained that God saves all of us, so we might grow to be more and more like Jesus. God does not show favoritism, and neither should we. The pastor read James chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. Sister Nudie asked the pastor if he was saying that God does not like people who have money. The pastor interpreted James as saying we must treat all persons equally and not overrate those with money, and to underrate those who are considered poor. The pastor read James 2:4 again, which cautions against making distinctions between the rich and the poor. When we do, the pastor explained, James says we become judges with evil thoughts. When the pastor said that their church is a community of equals, Sister Nudie's screen suddenly went black. She had left the meeting. Sister Nudie texted the pastor a few minutes later, saying that she was having trouble with her internet service, but that she thanked the pastor for the call. Discussion questions. Discuss favoritism in the church and why it is a serious problem. 2. Discuss Sister S. Snooty's unspoken belief that social status should matter in the church. 3. Do you think the pastor ever heard or saw Sister S. Snooty again? Explain your answer.